Hi, so that's me, and here's my amateur podcast on photography. Welcome! Cool, so I just recorded a whole podcast, and it didn't save. Great, so now it is 1 in the morning. I have to wake up at 6, and I'm hiding under my blanket in my bed so that no one can hear me talking to my phone. So this is my guide, I guess, to photography. So today I'm going to be talking about how to get out of a rut. Being in a rut just means you have no inspiration, you don't really want to, you just don't have any inspiration to make anything. And these are the things that I've found work for me, and hopefully they'll work for you as well. Do you see my paper turning? Terrible. So I like to walk where I don't know, or drive, but I don't have a car, so I walk. Or train. You know, you get off somewhere where you don't know, and you're forced to look at your surroundings a lot more than when you know where you are. Like, if I was walking down the street, I wouldn't find as many places, I reckon, if I was walking down a random street, because you're kind of forced to, you're on the look for somewhere good to take a photo. You're on the lookout. Whereas where you're in a familiar place, you're not really looking for the smaller things, you're looking for something big. It doesn't need to be something big, like, you know, a cool tree. Take a photo. Chuck someone next to it. Take a photo. Great stuff. Another option is to put all of the available train stops into like a random name generator, and you get off on whatever one it tells you to. Great stuff. Great stuff. Another thing I like to do is when I'm out somewhere, you know, maybe not with my camera, I'm pretty much not with my camera, or I can't really take photos at the moment. I'll take a picture, or I'll go on Google Maps and I'll screenshot where I am, and then I just add them all onto a folder so that whenever I don't know where to go or I don't know what to take a photo of, just go to that folder and there's like heaps of options. Also, just like community places are pretty good if you're into street photography. Your main city street, mine is the Auckland main city street, is Queen Street, and it's great for street photography pretty much wherever there's a lot of people. But even places like skate parks and like sports fields and all that, like, so many opportunities there, photo opportunities. Oh my gosh, it's so warm under this blanket, I'm suffocating, my electric blankets on. Anyways, what's been really inspiring me lately is actually Instagram. It sounds pretty bad to say, but hey, Instagram can actually be really great if you're on the look for some good photos. I found a lot of inspiration here, and I just save them all into a folder, so whenever I don't know what to do, I just look through that folder, get some inspiration. It also helps me find what my style is, and you don't have to stick to a style, but it is good to know what you're looking at. Like, it's for me, I like to know exactly what to do. I don't like there being too many variables, so if I have an idea in my mind what I want it to look like, that kind of helps me. But not to be too strict, don't get that confused, because that will ruin your photos. If you're trying to recreate someone else's photo, you'll never be happy. But yeah, that's been really helping me. Also, if you're really stuck in a rut, buy some gear. Just do it. Sell your car. Doesn't matter. Who needs a car? Buy a lens. Buy a new camera. Do it. I recently got given a vintage lens, and it's amazing. Absolutely love it. Definitely recommend. It's a vintage 45mm lens. Don't know the brand, but that's all you need to know. Great lens, definitely recommend, and I think it's pretty cheap. Even if you don't have a lot of money, like, You obviously don't need to buy gear, but if you ever put in money to spare, buy some gear, and you'll be inspired. Works every time. Trust me. The problem with the vintage lens, though, is there is no autofocus, so that's a bit annoying. But you know, the photos look really nice. Like, definitely. I mean, if you're filming, it's not as practical, but for photos, definitely recommend. Another issue is that it won't work with because I have Canon 750D. I don't think it works with the higher end cameras. Okay. So the camera that I want to buy is the Canon 5D Mark IV. It is $4,000, and I have saved $300. So it's going to be a long journey, and by the time I finally have the money, there's probably going to be a new camera out. But it's okay. It's a beautiful camera, and it's going to be worth it. I took some photos this week in this abandoned building that I love going to. It's like 8 stories, no one knows about it. It's like the perfect place for everything. I love it. Yeah, I love abandoned buildings. I love run-down stuff, things that aren't... You know, you wouldn't look at that and be like, oh, that's so pretty. Like, that if you think, oh, that's ugly, I'm probably going to be there taking a photo. That's one of my favorite places to go. It's like the feel of it. I like trying to make it look nice, look pretty, when you wouldn't really think that it is pretty. Another place that's really good to go is skate parks and just, you know, exploring random houses that are on sale. Houses that are up for rent and no one's in them. It's so great. You've got a whole house. Maybe don't go in it. Also, graffiti. Great. Wall art. Street art. Chuck someone in front of it. You've got yourself a photo. Another thing to do is try and experiment with different angles. Set yourself a goal of banning that straight on angle. That mid shot. Boring. And just get just experiment with all these different angles and stuff. Anyways, that concludes today's podcast. Tune in next week and I'll tell you how poor I am. And hopefully I'll have $320 by then saved for my $4,000 camera. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Jack Stoney. And that's pretty much everything. I don't use anything else. Only Facebook, but I won't accept you. You can email me if you want. Email me at jack559@monacomail.com. And I'll reply to your email even. So you can email me if you want. We can be email buddies. Or flick me a message on Instagram and you can let me know how much of an inspiration I am to you. Hey, thanks. Love you all. Thanks for your support and for sitting through my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than you would think. I actually love doing podcasts at 1 in the morning when I have to be up at 6. I love it so much. I love it. Okay, bye.